Though Professor McGonagall was head of Gryffindor House, Harry had seen her in the common room only once before, and that had been to make a very grave announcement. He and Ron stared at her, both holding the firebolt. Hermione walked around them, sat down, picked up the nearest book, and hid her face behind it.
"So that's it, is it?"
said Professor McGonagall beadily, walking over to the fireside and staring at the firebolt.
"Miss Granger has just informed me that you have been sent a broomstick, Potter."
Harry and Ron looked around at Hermione. They could see her forehead reddening over the top of her book, which was upside down.
"May I?"
said Professor McGonagall, but she didn't wait for an answer before pulling the firebolt out of their hands. She examined it carefully from handle to twig ends.
And there was no note at all, Potter? No card, no message of any kind?
No, said Harry blankly.
I see, said Professor McGonagall. Well, I'm afraid I will have to take this, Potter.
What? Said Harry, scrambling to his feet. Why?
It will need to be checked for jinxes, said Professor McGonagall. Of course, I'm no expert, but I dare say Madam Hooch and Professor Flitwick will strip it down.
Strip it down? Repeated Ron, as though Professor McGonagall was mad.
It shouldn't take more than a few weeks, said Professor McGonagall. You will have it back if we are sure it is jinx-free.
There's nothing wrong with it, said Harry, his voice shaking slightly. Honestly, Professor.
You can't know that, Potter, said Professor McGonagall, quite kindly. Not until you've flown it, at any rate, and I'm afraid that is out of the question until we are certain that it has not been tampered with. I shall keep you informed.
Professor McGonagall turned on her heel and carried the firebolt out of the portrait hole, which closed behind her. Harry stood staring after her, the tin of high-finish polish still clutched in his hands. Ron, however, rounded on Hermione.
"What did you go running to McGonagall for?"
Hermione threw her book aside. She was still pink in the face, but stood up and faced Ron defiantly.
"Because I thought, and Professor McGonagall agrees with me, that broom was probably sent to Harry by Sirius Black."